Welcome back to my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show, and hour number two. And I thought it fitting that the hour starts with a song called Number Two. Its humor is very tongue-in-cheek and was written and sung by Julie Gold. You may not know her name, but you definitely know the Grammy-winning song she wrote, From a Distance, which Bette Midler turned into a mega hit.
Darling, when you told me you were leaving, I could not believe your words were true. Now I sit alone here and I'm grieving. I'm not number one and I feel like number two. To know you would desert me, that your tank of love was out of gas. I can't find the words for how you've hurt me. I can take the pain, but I pray that it will pass. Number two,
number two,
number two,
number two.
After all the love we've been wipe me from your memory.
Just like that.
Just like that. You've wiped me from your mind.
Just like that.
Just like that. Wipe away the greatest love I may ever find. Darling, it's a heartbreak kind of ending. 'Cause I know you.
Julie Gold, and it's a little hard to imagine that she wrote both From a Distance and that song. Well, as that song had kind of a country flavor, I'm going to slip in another country song, and it's by a straight artist. From 1984, here's a novelty song by country artist Pat Garrett, apparently trying to capitalize on the then-new media hype that Boy George was getting. He sings, "By George, I'm Glad I Ain't Boy George." And it'll be followed by an unreleased song by Boy George himself.
Huh. All my life, I've wanted to be a singer. A star with women screaming after me. I'd have done anything or sung anywhere just to be chasing my dream. But here late, strange things have been happening. It ain't the way that it used to be. And I don't think I could do what those people do just to be a celebrity. Safety pins in my cheeks, or dressing strange and acting weird as can be. I don't know what that has to do with music, nothing. I ain't made the big time yet, you see. So maybe I need to get myself a gimme. Cause these cowboy boots and jeans ain't much to see. But you'll never catch me wearing a dress like some tiptoeing a tutti frutti. By George, I'm glad I ain't Boy George, wearing lipstick and makeup, walking prissy as can be. By George, I'm glad I ain't Boy George, they ain't putting none of them hormone shots on me. By George, I'm glad I ain't Boy George. They ain't putting none of them hormone shots in me. They ain't putting none of them hormone shots in me. No, sir, they ain't putting none of them hormone shots in me.
Pretty boy, we party in the winter.
That was a very nice duet from 2004 called Pretty Boys, done by Boy George and a drag artist known as Miss Guy. Miss Guy is more known for her hardcore punk music with her band Miss Guy and the Toilet Boys. And the title of their song reminds me of another unreleased track in my collection, called Pretty Boy. It's done by Daniel Cartier, and he told me it was the first song he wrote when he was around 15 and before he had even come out. I'm glad he finally recorded it. Daniel Cartier and Pretty Boy.
Okay. Pretty boy, oh he did lots of things, things to please me, I did lots of things, things to please him, he was so fine, and he was mine, oh mine, yeah but I guess I just became blind, didn't want to see that he was wasting my time. Such a pretty boy, such a pretty boy, such a pretty boy, such a pretty boy, yeah he was. I had a boy, and he was such a quiet boy. Dress him up, and then he'd go hit all the nightclubs. I'd spy him hanging around downtown with his friends, where I guess he could joke and be loud. Yeah, he'd let his cigarette burn down, dangling there, burnt to the filter. Such a pretty boy. Such a pretty boy.
Such a pretty boy.
Such a pretty boy.
Such a pretty boy.
Such a pretty boy.
Such a pretty boy, such a
Next up is a rap song, and you may have heard in recent years that so-and-so was the first openly gay or lesbian rap artist. Tain't so. In 1981, at the very beginning of rap music, a group was formed in Los Angeles that called themselves Age of Consent. The members were John Callahan, David Hughes, and Thea Other, and a CD has recently been released collecting their recordings, which span from 1981 to 1985. The one I chose to share with you is History Rap.
Swung to the right, and you know damn well they're gonna spring damn white. Murders and muggings and a lot more fights. Sex and discos instead of rights.
That was History Rap by Age of Consent. Sandy Rapp is an author, songwriter, and grassroots activist, and I'm closing this very political set with one of her best-known songs. She originally recorded it in 1995, but this version is from her album from last year called Still Marchin'. In the true tradition of folk music, here's Everyone Was at Stonewall.
Where were you in the June of 69? Did you sing a song of Susanna, Sweet Caroline? Did you walk on the moon or were both feet on the ground? Where you wouldn't stop bound? Those were the days when the bars became our home, 'cause we had no church or state to call our home. And they raided the bars and the cars were on patrol, and they bugged our phone. But there came a time, a summer's night, everyone turned out to join the fight. Not a 20 million strong, not a queer soul was at home to hear it told. To hear it told, everyone. remember when was it Stonewall? It's widely known, not so was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was everyone. Did you hear the coins go rolling round the square? Did you see the crowd with long, beautiful hair? Did you see them throw the building in the air? 'Cause you were there. And was it true? Did a cry go through from the village on up 2nd Avenue? Did they hear it at Uncle Charlie's and at 3 that they were free? To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was everyone. Now the post office, which in those days screened our mail, with a mind putting some of us in jail, has cast a stamp in the image of us all for the old Stonewall. And though the Congress continues to queer our goose, and the Pentagon is still out on the loose, Connecticut, Hawaii, Wisconsin, Vermont, California, New Jersey, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Nevada, have all come to London, D.C. And it won't be long, it won't be long, till a president will sing the Stonewall song. And we'll be heading up the White House throng, where we belong. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. It's widely known, not a soul was home. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was everyone. To hear it told, everyone was at Stonewall. Rightly known, not a soul was whole. Every G&L has a New York tale to tell, 'cause Stonewall was Stonewall.
And here's another oldie, and I'm leading into it with a special treat. I featured Frances Fay before, and she was a very popular jazz and cabaret singer for decades. She was famous for peppering her act with gay double entendre. I've got an example of that with this clip of a demo recording she made in the early 50s. She's doing one of my favorite Gershwin songs, The Man I Love, but notice her ad-libbing in it.
In the little home, just meant for two, from which I'll never roam homeward. For you, so by all else above, I'm waiting for man I love. Maybe he'll be down on Monday, maybe Tuesday, maybe not, but I'm bound to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll go a little home, just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? So by all else above, I'm waiting for the man, the man, the man. What am I saying?
Yes, the man. What am I saying? That was just a clip, but I want you to hear all of one of her signature songs called Drunk with Love, and I picked it for another reason as well. It was written by an early gay comedian named Bruz Fletcher, and Bruz was spelled B-R-U-Z. He was popular in the 30s in nightclubs in Hollywood. His life ended tragically in 1941 when he committed suicide. One theory on that was that due to increasing police crackdowns on gay performers and clubs, Bruz Fletcher and many others could not find employment. So here's his song, Drunk with Love, as done by Frances Fay in 1953.
I'm drunk with love. My body aches. just one drink is all that it takes to make me sigh and wonder why he loves me drunk with love. Rotten liquor, mostly gin, in all the clubs that I stagger in, and round, because I found he loves me drunk with love. Every morning when I awake, I vow I'll find someone new, that I feel his lips, his arms, his fingertips, and I don't care what I do. Someday he'll walk out my door. I guess that's what doors are for. And then he'll slam it and he'll say, oh, damn it, he loves me 'cause I'm drunk with love. That's what doors are for. And then he'll slam it and he'll say, oh, damn it, he loves me 'cause I'm drunk with love.
Girl in the shadow, sitting still like a nun unknown. Though an attic full of strangers may hold many hidden dangers, there's a quality I like. She's alone. So I pause and I wink and I shudder, just to bring her attention in line. While her pastures may be greener, I can tell by her demeanor she's mine. That's fine. I need a good-natured, old-fashioned lesbian love story, the kind of tale my mama used to tell, where the girls were so sweet and the music would swell, and in the end the queen would send the man off to hell. Where is that mild-mannered, old-fashioned lesbian love story where people knew exactly who they were? I want that story of yore that they don't sing anymore, to an old-fashioned dyke like her. See that girl on the bed, how she wants me. She's a bee I could free from the hive. I would never dare deceive her. She's a very clever beaver with a quality I like. She's alive. So I pause and I twitch in the silence while I pray that she'll play out this hand. But I feel my intuition sing. Notice her position. Start the band. Ah, she's clearly mad. I planned a well-rendered, one-gendered lesbian love story with good old-fashioned sex in every line, where girls with tattoos would whimper and whine. While on all fours you show me yours and I'll show you mine. I miss that soft-hearted, whatever. You betcha, damn funny. Lesbian love story, the kind of yarn that turns a girl to mush. Choose from hundreds of blondes, but when shove comes to push,
Frances Fay was popular New York City cabaret artist Alex Corey. I don't think she's lesbian, but the song certainly was. It came from the off-Broadway show The Wild Party from 2000. It was called Old Fashioned Love Story. Remember on the old TV show I Love Lucy, where Lucy always wanted to be on Ricky's show? Well, here's a guest announcer, my partner Jeff.
And this is a good time to remind you to visit JD's website. If you do so while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. He's always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more Very Queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning, from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
This is really more difficult than I ever dreamed.
Thanks, Jeff. A Star is Born. Next are two very romantic songs. The first is by an artist named David Lasley. Now, you may not know his name, but you have heard his voice countless times. For the last 26 years, he's been a prolific background vocalist on the albums of James Taylor, Bette Midler, Bonnie Raitt, Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin, Joni Mitchell, Cher, and on and on. He's released a number of recordings on his own, and I picked one from his 2001 album, Expectations of Love. The song is called Joey, I Believe in Our Love. David Lasley.
I came to this town, Joey, 'cause the world was spinning around. And I came to this town, Joey, till you turn your love around. Joey, as the leaves fall down around in this cold and winter place, Joey, there's a trickle on the window pane like the night is weeping for you. Did you think I could forget you? There's a line I wrote to you as the sun began to rise. There's a line
this trip normally takes, I have made it 1,000 times. Missing the potholes every day, every day. But now I'm going all out of my way. I put my eggs on for a grease of hand. I put the coffee in for the water ran. Things didn't work out quite as I planned. Got me going all out of my way. Been listening to the stereo with the TV on. Sound is down, nothing's on. Staring at the same old song. Hey, I'm going all out of my way. With us it started out just perfect. One would take his turn. Lately something's taking over, baby. We don't have the same concern. I better take a little walk just to clear my head. Write down my thoughts before I go to bed, yeah. Might keep my head straight from day to day. Instead of going all out of my way.
After David Lasley, you heard the song Going All Out of My Way. That was by an artist named Arnold McCullough, and he's another very in-demand background vocalist, and you're likely to see his name right beside Lasley's on all those recordings by James Taylor and the others I mentioned. And McCullough and Lasley both sang backups on Michael Collins' last album. I'm going to follow those very mellow songs with one more by a singer from the UK named David McAlmont. He's attracted attention there both as a solo artist and as a duo with Bernard Butler. And he got a lot of press in 1997 when he performed on television his cover version of the song Diamonds Are Forever, dressed like Shirley Bassey. His latest album from last year is called You Go to My Head, and I can't resist playing his rendition of Whitney Houston's song, Saving All My Love for You.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. It's not very easy living alone. My friends always tell me find a man of my own. Oh, but each time I try, I just break down and cry. 'Cause I'd rather be home. So I'm saving all my love for you.
You used to tell me we'd run away together. Love gives you the right to be free. You said be patient, just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fantasy. Oh. I've got to get ready. Just a few minutes more. Gonna get that old feeling when you walk through that door. Tonight is the night that I'm feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night through. So I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love.
That was just a little of one of the mega hits by the boy band NSYNC. That one was from 2000 and was called Bye Bye Bye. Of course you've heard by now that one of its members, Lance Bass, has come way out of the closet on the cover of People magazine. But you may not have heard that another pop star came out last month. From the million-selling Aussie band Savage Garden, Darren Hayes posted on his website the following announcement. On June 19, 2006, I married my boyfriend of 2 years, Richard, in a civil partnership ceremony in London. I can honestly say it was the happiest day of my life. He dedicated his latest single to his partner, and it's called So Beautiful.
Whether I'm right or wrong, there's no phrase that hits like an ocean needs the sand, dirty old shoe that fits. And if all the world was perfect, I would only ever want to see your
I've always loved this next song, but I had never heard it arranged this way before. The song is Where the Boys Are, and this version is slow, acoustic, and I think very nice. It's by a group called The Czars, led by gay artist John Grant. The Czars have released a number of albums, but their latest one, called Sorry I Made You Cry, is all cover versions. I'm so glad they included Where the Boys Are.
A smiling face, a warm embrace, two arms to hold me tenderly. Where the boys are, my true walking down some street in town, and I know he's looking there for me. ¶¶
I've got time to slip in a song by a duo who certainly wrote interesting songs. Their names are Pete Sturman and Paul Cowgill, but they performed under the names Pistol Pete and Pop Gun Paul. They were together for about 10 years, releasing two albums. From their first one, from 1998, is the very short song called Never Be Straight.
Even if I always talked real deep, even if I learned how to swagger on my feet, even if I held my cigarette just right, started getting into lots of fights. No matter what I do, it's a given fact. No matter how I look, no matter how I act, I'll never, ever, ever, ever be straight. I could love a girl, I could hold her tight, I could make her glad that she stayed the night. We could roll around, we could have a blast, we could make believe we thought it could last. I could pretend I'm not really vain, if I'm winning I pretend I'm not playing a game. Serious like a man should be, it wouldn't change what comes naturally. No matter what I do, it's a given fact. No matter how I look, no matter how I act, I'll never, ever, ever, ever be straight. And a dog, two kids, and a wife. Nothing to be done about the divine plan for me to never be an ordinary man. And even if I sang songs that weren't so queer, songs that everybody would want to hear, even if I lived in a masquerade, made it big on the hit parade. No matter what I do, it's a given fact. No matter how I look, no matter how I act, I'll never, ever, ever, ever be straight.
Pistol Pete and Pop Gun Paul will never be straight. Time for some more history. You all should know about the killings of Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk by Dan White in San Francisco in November of 1978. In May of the next year, White went on trial, and when he was only given a sentence of 7 years, the city erupted, and the riots that followed were called the White Night Riots. These events inspired two songs, first by Lenny Anderson, you'll hear The Ballad of Dan White, and following it will be White Night Riot by the Mondellos.
On a cold November morning, 1978, Dan White got up to go downtown, he took his 38. He went to see the mayor to demonstrate his rage. He was only going to act it out, it was just an emotional stage. He found the mayor at his desk, unarmed and alone. A few words passed between them, and then he shot him down. With a coup de grace, he laid to rest a man well loved by all. Then he left and he reloaded as he walked through City Hall. Little Denny threw a tantrum, and now two good men are dead. And that jury, they just slapped his wrist and sent him up the bill. He later said that Harvey looked at him with quite a smirk. Oh, it must have made him feel real bad to be taken for a jerk. So he pulled out his gun again and he blew another down. He claimed he had been overcome by an overwhelming sound. With the gun still hot in his hand and the blood red on the floor, Dan White walked to St. Mary's where he had prayed before. Then to the police station where his friends were on the job. Well, they were ready and they were willing to protect him from the mob. Well, then he threw a tantrum and now two good men are dead. And that jury, they just slapped his wrist and sent him up to bed. 6 months passed and the verdict came like a blow to my jaw. Somehow Dan White was innocent in the just eyes of the law. Oh, but if he had no malice as required for murder one, well then why'd he pack those extra rounds? Hell, why'd he pack his gun? Little Denny threw a tantrum and now two good men are dead. And that jury just slapped his wrist and sent him up to bail. And on this there is no question, he'd been black instead of white. Well, yeah, they would have sent him to the chair. Hell, he'd be dead tonight. But the system would not take the life of that every mother's son. Was it sympathy that blinded them to the bloody deeds he'd done? They said that he had been depressed. Well, I've been depressed myself. But does this mean that it's okay to get your gun down off the shelf and blow away two human souls whose views you do not share? Well, if that's the law, then we have all good reason to be scared. Little Denny threw a tantrum and now two good men are dead. And that jury, they just slapped his wrist.
Throwing bricks and burning cars, smashing heads and noble bones.
both from 1979, Lenny Anderson and the Mondellos singing about Dan White. White was paroled in 1984 and committed suicide the next year.